You're listening to SBS News.
Parliament House in Canberra is set to undergo an independent review into workplace culture. It was prompted by former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins's allegation of rape by a male colleague in Defence Minister Linda Reynolds' office in 2019. Leader of the government in the Senate, Simon Birmingham, says the revelations of the past few weeks required action by the government.
The events and commentary of the last few weeks have been deeply distressing and confronting for many people right across Australia. They've been especially distressing and confronting for victims of harassment, bullying, sexual abuse around Australia, particularly for those who may have found or confronted instances of bullying, sexual harassment or sexual assault within parliamentary workplaces.
The review into workplace culture will be headed by Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins. It will look into systemic issues at Parliament House and how to change its culture and practices. But Mr. Birmingham says the review will not be of an investigative nature and findings will be released in July this year.
The Parliament of Australia should set the standard for the nation. The Parliament of Australia should set the example for others to follow. The Parliament of Australia should reflect best practice in the prevention of and response to any instances of bullying, sexual harassment, or sexual assault. Our desire is that this is a long enough time for it to be a thorough and comprehensive piece of work, but also to get a response back this year such that we can then act on the recommendations to provide the positive examples for the future.
The review will take submissions from former and current staff, as well as parliamentarians. Ms. Higgins also took legal action against Minister Reynolds after she called the former staffer a lying cow. Ms. Higgins threatened a defamation case against Ms. Reynolds, who apologised in a statement. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he maintains his confidence in Minister Reynolds despite calls for her to stand down.
Minister Reynolds has offered an apology, as she should. And I didn't find that acceptable, the comments that were made within her office at that time. They weren't public statements, of course. That doesn't excuse them. Well, Linda Reynolds is returning. She's currently on leave and she'll return to her duties when her leave is finished.
Another Liberal minister, Attorney General Christian Porter, has also taken leave after claims of historical rape were alleged against him. The woman, who later took her own life, claimed Mr. Porter sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. The allegation was categorically denied by Mr. Porter. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese continues to call for an independent inquiry into the matter.
It requires a response that's something other than you should unsee it and unhear it. And the fact that questions will continue to be asked is one of the reasons why there should be an inquiry, because the person involved holds the position of Attorney General and First Law Officer of the land. He's a cabinet minister.
But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says an independent inquiry is not necessary.
We're resolute that the rule of law applies here, and the police are the ones with the investigative capacity. They've had a look at the case over an extended period. South Australia will make a decision in relation to their own coronial inquiry, and that's as it should be. The Prime Minister's been very clear we're not having an independent inquiry. The inquiry has been conducted by the police, and these matters are properly investigated by the police, not by journalists, not by online, trending Twitter, influencers.
Geoffrey Watson is the director of the Centre for Public Integrity, a non-profit group led by corruption investigators and former judges. Mr. Watson says an inquiry would help keep politicians accountable.
Mr. Morrison's appeal to the rule of law is nonsense. That is not what the rule of law is. Rather, the conduct of it might enhance the rule of law. One of the key components of the rule of law is the simple fact that nobody is above the law, and importantly, nobody is below the law. And the point is this: it'd be a great confidence boost for the application of the rule of law to know that the same rules are being applied to the most powerful as they are applied to the powerless.
Karishma Luthria, SBS News.